From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The number of people putting in for unemployment for the first time is still hovering near two-year lows, first reported over the winter holidays, raising hopes of job growth this year. Last week, the Labor Department found applications dropped by 37,000 to just over 400,000. But analysts say the country has to see the level drop to 375,000 or less to put a significant dent in the unemployment rate. Housing is also showing signs of picking up in December. Existing homes sold faster than any other time in the previous 7 months. However, that's coming off an overall dismal year for selling a home, the weakest performance in more than a decade. The Conference Board reports that leading economic indicators rose more than expected in December and point to a strengthening recovery. More on this from NPR's Wendy Kaufman.
The Conference Board says overall economic activity is likely to continue to gain momentum in 2011, though it faces what the group called some strong headwinds. The board's index, which measures things from housing permits to interest rates and manufacturing orders, has now increased for six straight months, and in the past 2 months, the pace has quickened. The rising number of housing permits issued in December suggests home building could be improving, and low interest rates remain conducive to expansion. Also on the plus side, a strong stock market and fewer claims for unemployment. But the independent research group also noted that not all 10 components in the index were positive. In fact, supplier deliveries and manufacturing orders for consumer goods fell in December. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
We're seeing mixed economic reports out today, also seeing mixed results on Wall Street. Last check, the Dow was up 4 points at 11,829, but the NASDAQ was down 15. At 2,710. In other news, another wave of bombings is undermining Iraq's struggle to secure some measure of security before American combat forces leave this year. NPR's Kelly McEver says suicide bombers killed at least 45 people today when they struck a crowd of Shiite pilgrims who were on their way to Karbala.
The pilgrims are marching to Karbala to commemorate the end of a 40-day mourning period that honors the death of Imam Hussein in the year 680. At least two car bombs detonated along the road where they were marching. Millions of Shiite pilgrims make the trip each year. Sunni insurgents regularly target them. The attacks mark a third day of increased violence here. In three separate attacks, suicide bombers have targeted police buildings, killing scores and wounding hundreds. Iraq had seen a slowdown in violence recently. The latest attacks are cause for concern as U.S. troops prepare to withdraw by the end of this year. Kelly McEvers, NPR News.
From Washington, this is NPR. In Miami, two police officers were killed today in a gunfight while attempting to arrest a murder suspect. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen has details.
The incident happened as members of a multi-agency task force descended on a Miami neighborhood to serve a homicide arrest warrant on a man described as a violent fugitive. It led to a shootout. A police officer and the suspect were declared dead at the scene. Another police officer was shot several times and airlifted to a nearby hospital. She died while undergoing surgery. Dozens of officers, as well as Miami-Dade's mayor and police chief, were on the scene. The confrontation led to a lockdown of area schools and a brief shutdown of Interstate 95. It's the first time in more than 20 years two law enforcement officers were killed in the line of duty in Miami. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The FBI is charging 127 people tied to the mob in one of the biggest crackdowns of organized crime in the Bureau's history. Attorney General Eric Holder says the suspects include top-level members of the Colombo and Gambino families who are accused of crimes that authorities say date back decades. Floodwaters are spreading across Australia's northern and western Victoria state after weeks of record downpours. In the Kerang region, more than 3,500 people have fled what they believe is the worst flood the area has seen in more than a century. The deluge is also blamed in another death. Authorities say the body of a 3-year-old boy was found yesterday near his family's home in New South Wales State. Weeks of floods have killed more than 30 people. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.